You're listening to Blast Processing, the official podcast of all things video gaming, gadget, and gear-related on DVDverdict.com. On this very special year-end episode, Steve, John, and Kev hand out some snazzy awards for the best games of the last 12 months, and they tell us their own favorite games of 2011. Then they have a run-in with the creepy old dude who runs the bike shop.
Good evening! You're listening to Blast Processing, the official video game, gadget, gear-related podcast for all things gadget, video gaming, and gear-related on DVDverdict.com. This is a very special occasion. This is our big year-end hubaloo.
Hullabaloo. It didn't sound like a honker at all, did it?
It
sounded like a bird.
Ignore the bird.
Rather than do what everybody else does at this time of year and list off, you know, their five favorite games of 2011 or whatever year it happens to be, or their top 10 or, you know, the best graphics or whatever, we're just going to do bird calls for the next 60 or 70 minutes.
Okay, CD, get this one. What's that one?
That's a loon.
Is it?
I don't know.
I always hear it in my backyard. It's also the beginning of O Canada, and I always hear it in the woods behind my house.
We used to always hear it in the mornings at the cabin.
Yeah?
Yeah, summer mornings, you know, early mornings.
That's not a bird. That's the diddler hunt in the woods.
Now, in actual fact, we are going to, add our voices to the chorus, to the unbearable white noise wall of screaming and yelling that is the annual tradition of naming your favorite games of the past year.
That's right. The Golden Birds, everybody.
Do we have a name? What are we calling this?
Oh, I like the Platinum Pixels, but you hated that.
The Platinum Pixels. I thought Kev suggested, what was it, the Golden...
The Golden Goldens.
The Golden Goldens. The Golden Penises.
Oh, no, let's not go there.
No?
No. The D-Pads.
The D-Pads.
No, that's like a band.
It's like a chick band.
Yeah. Oh no. I can't believe you went there, dude.
We don't have a name. We're not going to call it anything. You know what? Hell, why don't you guys tell us what we'll call it? We'll create something then.
Yeah.
Something that's not vulgar, or sexist, or racist, or generally insensitive to anybody. Good luck with that.
The 2012 Penis Blasters.
I like it.
We'll call it the Golden Octorox. No.
The Blasters. The Master Blasters.
The Master Blasters. We could be doing this all night.
Embargo on. We're going to get right down to it. We're just going to hit the ground running here. We put up a little thing on our Facebook page. We had a little, vote.
Interactive doohickey.
I think they call it a poll.
Poll. That's the word I was thinking of. I didn't want to say poll because of the negative connotations that go with the word poll. Yeah, we put up some poles.
Your mom rides Troy's bucket.
We used those poles to build a fence. Those are fence poles. we asked you, the people out there in video game land, to vote, which some of you did, which we appreciate. Thank you very much, those of you who made your voice heard. You know, when the leader is chosen, you will know that you had a part in it and made the best political party win. We're just going to kick it off. Who wants to read the first one?
Ooh, pick me!
Mr. I didn't know we had to read.
Yeah.
The best and worst of 2011.
No, we had to rip off the Pirates of the Caribbean theme like game trailers did.
Oh, snap.
No, never mind.
Did you steal that from the Sprite PGAs?
Oh, they might have. I don't know.
The most overlooked / underappreciated game of 2011. And the nominees were Dead Space 2, The Witcher 2, Assassin of Kings. I'm not saying it.
No, you know, this is a prestigious episode.
Rift, Forza Motorsport 4, and Shadows of the Damned. And the winner was Dead Space 2.
Woo!
Yes. Hey! Nice.
Yeah, we should be clapping. You bastard should have bought it.
Yeah, really. Oh, I mean, from what we understand, Dead Space 2 was a pretty decent selling game. It broke a million, I believe. So it wasn't a failure. Mm. But it seemed like, maybe 2 months or a month after it was released, everyone and their dog just forgot it existed.
Well, it's just... take a look back at the first game. That first game came out the same month as Assassin's Creed, Fallout 3, Far Cry 2,
yeah,
and still managed
Fable
to make,
2,
Fable 2, and still managed to make enough noise for people.
I think it made more noise than Fable 2.
Yeah. Peter Molyneux cried in his one of the French ate cheese.
Is he French? He's British. So cried in his fish and chips wrapped in newspaper. Give me that.
He's deaf.
Best and worst of 2011. The biggest letdown.
Wah, wah.
It should have been so awesome, but it just wasn't. And we're not talking about, you know, out-and-out shitty games here. We're talking about games that should have been great, that had a great pedigree, or...
So none of these people saying that Arkham City sucked.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, no, not Arkham City. That doesn't count, you know. Nominees are Dragon Age 2, Crysis 2, Body Count, Homefront,
Body Count,
and Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh, we thought the winner here would have been Clear Coat.
We pretty much were expecting a wash with Duke Nukem Forever, but I think really when you get right down to it, everybody knew deep down that Duke Nukem Forever was going to suck. We have a two-way tie, though. The winners, or losers, the John Milius written, developed by THQ, Homefront.
Wow.
THQ, a studio that's pretty much known for launching these past
new franchises. And it was the sophomore game from a company called Chaos, one of their studios called Chaos Interactive, who did Frontline, Fields of War, which was like an Xbox 360 PC exclusive.
Yeah.
And I think before that they used to do Team Fortress mods or Enemy Territory mods or something like that.
Yeah.
But Frontlines was a competent multiplayer shooter. It was actually a really good game.
So you figured the John Milius script and the massive cash infusion they got.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they had a decent pedigree. They put together a pretty damn good single-player campaign with Homefront with Frontlines as well. Instead, they basically just ripped off Call of Duty, put together a four-hour single-player campaign and some decent but not exceptional multiplayer.
Hmm.
Boo hiss.
Wow.
And the other was Body Count.
I never even heard of that game.
Body Count was released by Codemasters. It was essentially supposed to be the spiritual successor to Black, which was a pretty awesome first-person shooter from Criterion and EA that came out on the tail end of the PS2 Xbox lifespan, you know? But Black was a really fun, pretty engaging, and for the time,
hard
and technically really marvelous game where all the environments were destructible. And
do you remember when I noted that every stage had those couple event sequences, I called them?
Yeah.
And it was all ripped straight out of action movies, like in the Insane Asylum level, they had the shower room.
Shower room from The Rock.
I think they had one that felt like it was taken out of... what was the one on the bridge? I think it was actually done with True Laws. I think they had, I think a plane was strafing the bridge.
Something like that. But, I mean, you know, Black was a pretty awesome, cinematic, well-done game. Body Count was none of those things.
No.
Hmm. All right. So, we've got, let's see, best and worst of 2011, biggest surprise.
Woo!
Holy crap, this is awesome. Exclamation mark.
Exclamation point.
And the nominees are Dead Island, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Warhammer 40K, Space Marine! Mortal Kombat, and The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings. And the winner is Warhammer 40K, Space Marine.
That was a dark horse.
Yeah.
That was definitely a dark horse. But you know what? That game was freaking awesome.
That game was better than Gears of War 3.
That game was better than Gears of War
3. I didn't play much of it, but man, did I love it. But I'm coming from a Warhammer background anyway, and I just...
Putting a chainsaw into a monster's mouth. And, like, not just giving him a witty death one-liner, doing it in a British accent.
Yeah.
A somber British accent.
Is everyone British in Warhammer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the orcs are Cockney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing about it was, I mean, this was a game that could have been just a Gears of War clone.
It could have been awful.
It could have just been another third-person cover shooter. And it wasn't. It actually, it had some pretty brilliant game mechanics that kind of forced you to mix up the melee and ranged combat, you know?
I love how the guys didn't have cover, they were cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, how are you going to get cover when you're...
9 feet tall. Yeah, 700 pounds of
her. And wearing, like, a refrigerator.
Yeah, essentially.
Wearing a Buick on your shoulders. The Best and Worst of 2011. Best Shooter. The nominees are Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Modern Warfare 3.
We know which one is not winning.
Battlefield 3. Man, there's a lot of threes in this category.
There are a lot of threes, I noticed.
There's like four threes here. Battlefield 3. Killzone 3. Resistance 3. And Rage
3.
And the winner is, and this restores our faith in humanity a little bit, we might actually win the war against the Hellghast. Killzone 3. Nice. Grenade! Well, come on, man. So you're not even going to give us the Brian Cox impersonation.
We will smite our enemies!
Can you imagine him at the podium accepting his award? My people. Sons and daughters of Hellghast.
Now, Killzone 3, I mean, the campaign was appropriately lengthy. It wasn't something you finish in 3.5 hours. It was gorgeous.
Boss fight against a walking tank the size of Detroit.
Variety of gameplay. And, like, it really did a good job in fleshing out the Killzone mythology.
Variety of locales this time, too. It wasn't just the sandblasted city.
I mean, I enjoyed Killzone 2 for what it was. I really liked Killzone 2. But Killzone 3 was a superlative shooter. And I'm really impressed that everybody remembered it. Because I think it was a March release. Or February. So I'm really pleased that people remembered how awesome Killzone 3 was.
Because God knows the rest of the gaming journalists out there didn't.
No. Like, It pretty much completely overlooked. Especially when I see, you know, like, Call of Duty and Battlefield dominating everything.
And you guys try it with the Move?
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah. I tried it on a 3D TV with the Move rifle, the battle rifle.
Right.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
But it's not something I would do at home when I'm playing it.
Right.
I was actually considering picking up Resistance 3, like the Doomsday Edition.
Doomsday Edition.
But it was $100 after I just spent $150 on Skyrim.
Yeah. I can dig it. Best and Worst of 2011. Best RPG. Plus 7 versus Nerds. The nominations are Dark Souls, The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings, Dragon Age 2, and Deus Ex Human Revolution. The winner is... Come on now.
Oh, it's got to be Skyrim.
Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim.
Skyrim.
I mean, is anyone really surprised?
Not at all, man.
No. A lot of people had some smack to talk about Dragon Age 2. People considered it a disappointment. I dug it. I thought it was really...
They stopped smack and talk when the entire gaming fandom stopped and announced in one voice, fuck yes, when Skyrim was released.
I guess. Skyrim, I mean, you know, no surprise that Skyrim took it there.
No surprise whatsoever. All right. Best and Worst of 2011. Best Graphics.
Ooh.
Shiny.
Prettiness.
Nice.
Production value.
And the nominees are Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception.
Very pretty.
Batman, Arkham City.
Also pretty.
Rage.
Rage. Super pretty.
Battlefield 3.
Very pretty.
And The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim.
I bet we can all guess which one won this one.
Well, that's going to be Skyrim!
Hey! I mean,
I thought it was going to be Uncharted.
You thought it was going to be Uncharted?
I really thought it was going to be Uncharted.
I'm surprised it wasn't, but I'm also really happy that it wasn't. Because as gorgeous as Uncharted is, Skyrim has just got that variety, man.
It does, and it continues to surprise, even 50, 60 hours in.
100, 110 hours in. And it's still like...
300 hours in.
You know, I still round a corner, I still climb into a dungeon and see something absolutely jaw-droppingly stunning.
Yeah.
You know?
I said to my brother the other night, I said, you know, this is a game I can see myself playing for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Definitely. And just, it looks pretty.
Yeah.
Because you won't be able to afford PlayStation 4.
That's right.
Best and Worst of 2011. Best Action-Adventure Game.
Woo!
And the nominees are Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, Batman, Arkham City. Assassin's Creed, Revelations, which I haven't played yet.
I haven't played that.
I have.
Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword.
Woo!
And Dead Space 2.
Nice.
And the winner is, surprisingly, but deservingly, The Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword.
I expected Uncharted to take that one. I really did.
Yeah, but every minute I put in Skyward Sword, it just continuously gets more and more awesome.
It has been one just glee fest
from
the moment I pressed start on the title screen, actually. It's an awesome game.
And I was totally expecting myself to, you know, start getting into the fanboy hate. Oh, there's no Ganon in it.
There's no Ganon in it?
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Look what you did.
Spoilers.
But yeah, kudos to Zelda.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not buying a Wii for that.
Zelda totally deserves it.
Now, that's kind of a cross nomination, though. I mean, it's an RPG.
Really? You consider Zelda an RPG?
Definitely.
There's no leveling up. There's no stats.
There's an inventory screen.
That doesn't make an RPG. There's
it's
no Zelda, plus anything.
It's an inventory screen with like 10 slots.
There's no. You don't ever get a plus anything versus anything.
This is definitely a debate for another podcast.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. What
your
defines
inventory
the
screen has 10 slots.
Lots of slots.
Okay, all right, I'll stop that right now. Go ahead. What's the next category?
Best and worst of 2011. The best, quote-unquote, non-genre title, i.e., you know, sports, racing games.
Our house.
Yeah.
Independent.
Independent productions. Porn game, you know.
Oh, man, did Vincent Gallo make a game this year?
No, I don't think he did. What was that weird, crazy Xbox Live indie one about giving birth to babies or something?
I'm interested in what the nominees
are. It sounds like a DS game.
It was on Xbox Live. It was ridiculous. You saw it. I showed it to
Child
you.
Child of Eden?
No. And you had to, like, it worked like Angry Birds or something. You had to set your trajectory ahead of time. And then when the baby shot out...
When you said trajectory, all I can baby shot out, all I can think
was... Well, that's kind of what it was like. You had to go for distance. It was pretty ridiculous.
Like a big fish when he's bored in Big Fish and he just flies out and slides down the hallway.
I guess. Yeah, I guess so. The nominations are Forza Motorsport 4, NHL 12, Madden NFL 12,
ooh,
Dirt 3, and another sports game, FIFA Soccer 2012.
Sorry, well, Madden 12 was a disappointment.
I had never played Madden 12, I couldn't tell you.
I don't play these games.
The winner, Forza Motorsport 4.
Why was the Blood Bowl nominated?
There's a Blood Bowl game?
For Xbox.
Really?
Nice.
It came out like 2 years ago.
Really? Oh,
all right.
Forza Motorsport 4. I'm going to say it. Best racing game I have played this generation, and probably my favorite racing game of all time. And that comes from an old school Gran Turismo Hardcore.
Nice.
And it also has nothing to do with the presence of Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear.
I'm sure it doesn't.
It doesn't. Because he's not really in it that much.
When he's there.
It would be Sarah's favorite racing game of all time if Richard Hammond was in it, wouldn't it, Sarah?
I'd be like Richard Hammond.
He's like a delightfully British Kevin.
I do like Kevin.
Oh, here we go.
Alright. So, best and worst of 2011, best downloadable or mobile title.
Ooh. If there ever was a category perfect for Kevin to announce.
Yeah. And now, I just want to say, I'm a little disappointed that
Children of Carnia.
Children of Carnia, Chronicles of Noshia 3 is not on this list.
I couldn't find out what year it was released.
Well, it's the third. I'm assuming it's this year.
Maybe.
I've got no basis for saying that.
It's a write-in.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was an N-Gage game.
I played the N-Gage. You guys played
the
N-Gage?
Oh my god, no.
I have. I borrowed one from
a friend
one time.
Taco.
I obviously would not be telling people that.
Terrible use as a phone. Terrible. Feel like it. Anyway. So, the nominations are Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Woo!
We are talking about mobile downloadable. Trine 2. Infinity Blade 2. From Dust. Oh, I remember that game.
That was pretty
that
cool.
Was cool.
Yeah.
Payday the Heist. And the winner
Outland?
Is...
Hmm? What is Outland?
I don't even know what the hell Outland is.
Outland was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a PSN game. Yeah. Way better than fucking Payday. Way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the winner is Infinity Blade 2.
Which...
That surprised me.
I expected Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Yeah.
Well, Infinity Blade is really cool.
The Pocket Edition of Minecraft kind of blows.
Yeah?
There's no mining, and there's no crafting.
So why would you even call it Minecraft?
You should just call it building.
Building.
There are no monsters.
You should call it give nothing.
There's no nighttime. There's nothing.
Will it eventually
Yeah, we're waiting for updates.
So now I really don't feel so bad for paying 10 cents for it.
Yeah, I paid $6.99 for it. I missed the sale.
Wow.
But it is awesome on the iPad, too, let me just say.
Even though there's no anything.
Well, yeah, I'm just waiting. There'll be an update. Not to get on that.
Right now.
Yeah.
Now. Yesterday.
Especially in your Uncle Scrooge.
But, you know, Infinity Blade, it's... you really need it on the iPad.
What kind of game is it?
It is essentially Punch Out with Swords, set in a medieval castle, where you're working your way up floors to get a weapon called the Infinity Blade.
Okay,
cool. Which slayed your
and you can upgrade your character. Like, you know, you use money to buy new swords and upgrade your armor and stuff like this. And it's actually like drop dead gorgeous. It's I mean, if anybody with an iPad 2 or an iPad or like
I remember an old arcade game
iPhone 4. It should be the very first freaking game you buy.
Right.
It really should.
I remember an old arcade game from the early 90s like that. Not Hippodrome. We're not bringing that up. it was a really crappy first person, almost like... God, what was that old really bad Sega series?
You lost me, John.
Okay. Never mind. But it was honestly really cool.
You can do that if you want.
Best and worst of 2011. Best character.
Hmm.
Ooh.
And the nominees are Ezio. I can't pronounce the rest of his
name. Ezio. Spaghetti.
Ezio. To me.
Mario.
Your uncle.
From Assassin's Creed Revelations. Nathan Drake from Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. Your Lord, Isaac Clarke from Dead Space 2.
Detective Cole Phelps.
From L.A. Noire. Actually, he didn't even sound like that.
No, he didn't. Cole Phelps had a really high trousers voice.
High trousers?
Fast talking high trousers.
Hey, Los Angeles in the gritty 1950s. Solving crime.
In a future time. And Captain Price. It's his mustache. From Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Hmm.
Price did have a really badass moment at the end of Modern Warfare 3. I'm not going to spoil.
I'm just really disappointed he didn't take off his mustache and stab what he did. He put it on like brass knuckles.
So! And the winner is?
Nathan Drake.
Was there ever any doubt?
Not really. He's a cool character.
He is one of the most
endearing characters ever. And the winner is
Chapter 2. Young Nathan Drake.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
I wept when that happened.
That was an awesome game, man.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the characters. That's what makes that series so great, because I guarantee it wasn't the shooter mechanics gameplay in Uncharted 3, because that was just frustrating as hell.
You doing the last one together?
Yeah, we can do that. Best and worst of 2011, the best online game. Now, not necessarily strictly entirely online. I thought I should clarify that.
Okay.
But games typically known for their online components.
Oh, I see. So you're talking about your COD.
The COD, what?
I hear you blows up the moon by.
You just hurt Jacqueline.
I had to quote John from an earlier podcast last season.
This is the craziest and shittiest multiplayer.
The nominees are... Star Wars, The Old Republic, Rift, Call of Duty 3, Modern Warfare 3, or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 3, and Gears of War 3.
Some more threes there.
Yeah, there's a few threes.
This was a year of threes.
There's actually an extra three.
Wow.
Yeah. The winner is... According to all the people at home, Star Wars: The Old Republic.
I haven't touched it yet.
I have.
It just came out.
I've played a chunk of it.
That's gonna be pretty impressive to just come out and.
Well, I mean, the thing with this, really, like the way I've been looking at it, the game has technically been out since September because they've had so many people beta testing the damn thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was in a pretty fine state of polish back then.
Yeah.
You know, like it was pretty. Pretty well up and running at that point.
So, was it actually BioWare?
Yes, well, it's their new studio, BioWare Austin.
Okay.
It's what they've been working on ever since they finished Sonic Chronicles: The Dark Brotherhood.
That's a pretty big step up from that pile of filth flaring.
That's what I gotta do from now on with John Curses. I gotta splice in firing.
Oh, wait, Dr. Rosen.
But yeah, Star Wars The Old Republic. I'm not sure if that's necessarily what I would have given it to, because Gears of War 3's online was absolutely fantastic, and Battlefield 3's online is
just... Wasn't it a version of Horde Mode? Beast Mode?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Battlefield 3 was amazing. The multiplayer in that game was absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. And, I mean, polished to a fine shine, you know?
And let's not forget the people's choice of Call of Duty.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, Call of Duty...
100 million zillion screaming gamers be wrong.
Apparently, Modern Warfare 3 is so far not really being all that well received in the online department.
No?
A lot of people have kind of been complaining that it's not really as good as the past two. We'll have to see, I guess. And, okay, here we go. The big one.
The big cheese. The golden.
The golden.
Holy holies.
Penis blaster. The Skeleton Warriors Award goes.
Best and worst of 2011. Best game overall.
Booyah.
And the nominees are...
Bubby.
Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings.
Dead Space 2. Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception.
Crappy ones. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. Battlefield 3.
Dark Souls.